Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holding Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
Dustin Ross, or should I say Bustin Ross?
You see what time it is.
It's Bustin Ross when the yellow Burberries come out.
We right here with it, okay?
I like it.
It's time to fight, goddamn.
Square up, shit.
How you doing, love?
Well, you know, I'm doing good, and I'm glad you asked, because today was a particularly good morning to wake up to when you open your email and it says, good morning to the Wodies and
ooh.
The Wodettes.
Ooh, Wodie. Ooh.
Because you know what time it is tomorrow night.
Ooh, Juve.
Juve. 400 degrees.
Okay.
Okay.
Classic.
Classic. So I'm very, very excited. If you know, you know. Wodays and Wodettes.
That's right.
And I'm officially your old school Wodette.
Of course you're going to be there for that, Ebony.
I'm going to be there.
Of course you are.
Acting a fucking fool.
As you should. Okay. Shout out to Juvenile.
So that's going to be fun here in New York. You know, not a lot gets me to Brooklyn.
Yeah, but that'll do it. Okay.
But that'll do
it. That'll make you cross that bridge.
Listen.
When you come to it.
Much like the Pettus Bridge. Okay. That's just jokes, y'all. That's just jokes.
One day.
It's a little different. It's a little bit different. But listen.
It will be
Oh, God.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so that's what I'm doing. What are you doing this weekend?
You know,
if you can share, because you
going
know, you
to,
live that secret life.
Right, you know, a lot of the best things, you know, we talk about after the
show. That's it.
But yeah, I'll be around New York this weekend.
Okay.
Got some friends coming in town, and I think I might actually catch another Beyonce show this weekend.
Of course. Of course, you're going out to Jersey to MetLife.
Yeah.
I'm sure several folks are just throwing tickets at your,
well,
your feet.
The Lord is
isn't he abundant?
He's a provider.
He's one of abundance.
Yes, he is.
And glory.
Okay. He is a light to your roadway.
That's it.
Okay. A footstool. What else? What other Bible can we say?
He sure will make your enemy your footstool.
Yeah, make your enemy your footstool.
You better know that.
Prepare a table in front of your enemies.
That's
okay.
It.
You know, so
and say bone up fucking petite.
That's what it is. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So with all of that foolishness and shenanigans out the way, I guess we should go ahead and tell the people, y'all, this is our season 2 finale.
Yes. Yep.
Can you believe it?
Yes. And,
wow.
And the season flew by.
Mm-hmm.
This was such a full and vibrant
rich,
and robust,
just a rich season.
Rich season. You know,
it?
We covered so much, and mm-hmm. there were a lot of stories that were very personal for us.
Absolutely.
And I
Absolutely.
Feel like we handled them well, so I'm very proud of our second
me
season.
Too.
Thank you for having me be a part of it.
Well, thank you for being a friend.
That's it.
You know,
okay.
We're doing that.
That's it. All right.
But you know, we had some full circle moments. You know, we were able to really kind of get in front of some of the student loan debt situationships.
Yeah.
Yep. And we will continue to do exactly what we do each and every episode on
For
Holding
sure.
Court.
And what I really thought was most special about season 2, right? Mm-hmm. Before we move on, was the way we circle back to so many
things that we
discussed.
We're going to circle back this episode.
We are.
One more again with Tasha K.
Okay, we're going to spin the block.
Like, listen, we're going to run it back. and that's what I love about this show, D. Even there were even stories that we touched this season that we started on season 1 with. Breonna Taylor's murderers finally getting indicted.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, don't get me. You about to make me excited because it's really such a blessing to be able to give this lens and this commentary, Dustin, and between your brilliant, you know, sometimes funny, but sometimes just straight to the motherfucking point takes.
I'm able
to nerd out, geek out sometimes on the legalese. It's really a tremendous blessing. And the fact that our listeners and our jurors follow this show the way they do.
Yeah.
It's never taken for granted.
God bless them. So thank you so much, Char.
Because folks said the culture wouldn't do a legal show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they said.
That's why we told them to shut the fuck up.
That's it.
And we did the legal
show. Just that way.
And we let it fly. So this has just been a great experience.
We had our NAACP Image Award nomination.
NAACP Image
but
Award nominated.
You killed that red carpet.
Thank you so much.
Shit.
I'm just so glad
Looking
that we were.
Looking suited and booted.
Thank you, Ebony. And it felt good to be recognized
tell.
In that way
yeah.
for our show. You know, we believe in this show. We have a lot of love for this show.
Yeah, we have a lot of support for this show.
We do. And it just felt so good. So, wonderful season 2.
Excellent. Okay, so a couple things we're going to go out with a bang, as we always do. Miss Carly Russell, my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you know folks were lighting my ass up in them comments.
Yeah, they were. Just tell them her letters is lowercase. Like, Ours is, yours is capital, hers is lowercase. That's the difference.
Her stand for also known as.
That's it. Because that's what she's doing.
Golly. Okay. So we're going to get to Carly's ass. And that's just, you know, what much to say on that. Then, like I said, we're going to run it back to Tasha K. Because she had just a very, what's the elementary storybook? A very bad, no good, horrible week. Shit. Damn, Tasha. You know, if it ain't one thing, it's what? Another.
Or 4 million other ones. Right. But we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to that in a minute. And then we'll wrap up with, you know, this dude really used to be my quarterback. Cam mm-hmm. Newton has mm-hmm. shown his complete ass mm-hmm. in the last several years.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing new for him.
And he's being very consistent with that.
Yeah, and it really sucked because, well, we'll get to that when it's time.
But no, he used to really mean something to the culture.
He was a promising. Mm-hmm.
Super crazy talented. He was like one of our bright, shining lights. You know?
Hit it, Whitney. Didn't we almost have it all?
Okay, so Carly Russell, everybody wants to know our take, and here we go. So, it was interesting because as devastating as what I'm about to say is, the reality is when most black girls and black women go missing, Dustin, what we know is we never hear or see anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the fact that this caught the attention of the nation and certainly of black culture is that when Carly Russell appeared missing,
mm-hmm.
emphasis on appeared,
mm-hmm.
everybody amplified it. It was everywhere. It was on celebrities' feeds. It was on, you know, everyday folks' feeds. It was on some white people's feeds. I mean, it was, you could not look at social media for those 2 days, Dustin, and not see several images of Carly Russell. Several tags,
mm-hmm.
report her here, Black Girl Missing Foundation. I mean, it was everywhere, and it was such a pivot,
mm-hmm.
frankly, a positive pivot mm-hmm. from the coverage that most young black girls and women get when we go missing.
Yeah, it definitely was. We heard a lot of good things about her and her background.
Absolutely.
Her personal story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Educated, came from a stable, what appeared to be a stable family.
Correct. And member of Alpha Kai, because that's how we got in my inbox. They were SOARs.
Through your SOAR network.
Absolutely. SOARs, they claim to have known her personally. Mm-hmm. Hey, SOAR, you know, you've got a following. Can you please promote this? And, you know, absolutely.
Well, because the details of the story touched us, right?
Absolutely.
When you hear about a black woman who mm-hmm.
saw a toddler.
There were so many points that this hit that mm-hmm. were triggers for everybody,
absolutely.
Right? A child, a black girl, black
Alabama.
Woman. Fucking Hoover, Alabama. Okay?
Alabama,
which
baby.
That's a suburb of Birmingham, correct? So, like, just all of, and when you think about Alabama, you think about Kay Ivey's burping, slurping ass. Remember when she did that press conference and belched?
Stankin'
nasty,
self.
Ranted, rotten stomach lining ass. You think about all of that when you think about Alabama.
Indeed.
And so this really gave us all, you know, a reason to react the way
and
that
mobilize
we did.
And galvanize.
And
let's just go ahead and go there with it, right? Like, you know, I was joking about the Pettus Bridge earlier, but let's talk about it. Birmingham, Bombingham, the Civil Rights. Like, okay, y'all, this is where we know how to show up for each other as a culture.
So,
and that's what we did.
Yes, we did.
We did our part.
Instantly, everyone sprang to action.
Instantly. And then the shit hit the fan. So at first, it was, oh, SOAR, I literally got personal DMs from mm-hmm. SOARs that know, SOAR, great news, Carly's been found.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes. Yep.
Amen. Clap, applaud. And for me, and maybe this is me being old and naive, I didn't really think much else to it.
Same.
Once you told me this young black woman has been found safely, I put a prayer up, thank you, Father, for answering the call, and I went on about my business.
Well, we weren't skeptical. We were happy and excited
skeptical.
For a happy ending.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
So where do you, that's a good point, Dustin / Bussin.
Mm-hmm. Because you see the lens.
I see the
coming.
Lens today.
Yeah.
Where do you think the skepticism first started internally?
For me personally, mm-hmm.
yes.
when her parents did that interview,
okay.
and they started talking,
okay.
there was just too many things that felt odd, and they were speaking, I guess, from the perspective of what she told, whatever the fuck, wherever they was
too
coming
from. Unanswered questions.
Too many unanswered questions, and when something is true, mm-hmm. when something is a fact, you don't have that uneasy mm-hmm. feeling of just, you know, holes in the story. Like, mm-hmm. it just makes sense. Even
correct.
Even if there's pieces of information that you don't have yet,
right.
you still can kind of get a general feel for the
sure.
tone of an emergency situation. You know when shit
yeah.
is right. it was too many unanswered questions. Well, we're not going to talk about that.
Right.
And we ain't going to say this. If my child, my baby is home, mm-hmm. this is what the fuck she said.
Yeah.
This is it. There's no, we're not going to hide or shroud any information because we have nothing to hide.
It was too much ducking and dodging.
It was just red flags in that interview. Yeah. And for me, that's where it started.
Yeah. So similarly, you know, I had no skepticism. I was just thrilled to death that, you know, mm-hmm. that she was found. Because unfortunately, again, these stories don't normally end that way.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, these young black girls and women are never found.
Ever.
Or if they are, we're talking about a body. I mean, let's just really talk about it.
Another, what was the young lady that just showed up? She was missing mm-hmm. for, what, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And she just showed up and had gone through all sorts of trauma. So this is a real serious thing that we're discussing.
Very, very.
And that's why people had the reactions that they did to it. And that's also why
people are mad as hell right now. That's exactly right. So let's get to that. So she went missing. It kind of came out in the reporting. There was a 911 call on July 13th. So this, you know, very recent. Reportedly, she saw a toddler in a diaper. It was also so specific, mm-hmm. right? She saw a toddler in a diaper walking along an Alabama, there's that again, highway. Police said that she mysteriously returned home on foot. So it was giving Gone Girl at that point.
For sure. And now it's giving Gone Girl. It was Gone Girl, now it's Girl Gone.
That's a shut up!
That's what it is now.
Woo!
Shit. Anyway, I'm trying to hold
no,
you know, Ebony.
Okay, so then she returned home on foot around 10:45 p.m. 2 days later. So this is all within a 48-hour span, let's mm-hmm. just remember. Hoover Police Chief says that they were unable to... So that press conference, so that was another, like, okay, bitch. So now this white man, who we're always skeptical of an old white man in Alabama talking.
With a southern drawl.
Right.
And a police badge.
It was very much Rosewood.
Okay.
Very
Rosewood-ish.
Much
so. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we had to struggle through that press conference with our blackness.
Right. Knowing.
Because it was difficult to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like, at first I'm like, is this AI?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of software is this they use? Like, we're going to tell them about the nigger and southern accent drawl because
literally.
He's a lying nigger. That's what they wanted to say.
That's what they wanted to say.
Okay? But anyway,
no, that's
I digress.
Exactly what they wanted to say. And so we listened to his ass say some things that was very difficult for us to hold the space for. And yet there was a part, it was very OJ-ish where mm-hmm. we was like, well, they ain't lying. And that sucked because he says that they were unable to verify her facts in her initial statement, blah, blah, blah. And she did the most with her statement. She talking about she was kidnapped by a man with orange hair. She talking about he fed her crackers or some shit. Remember that?
The lady was playing in her hair?
Yeah.
Now, you know Salon said, don't touch my damn hair. And you're going to get your ass up there and say that the baby had no shoes on. And they took me and they ate Cheetos and played in my hair. And girl, shut up. Shut up,
what'd you
Kylie.
Say, gone, girl?
Yeah, gone,
girl.
Girl gone. That's what it is now.
Okay, so here's the very latest. So she has now spoken through her attorney, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, the only thing I can applaud this young lady mm-hmm. on is at this point, you need to talk less
mm-hmm.
and let the legal do what it needs to do. So her attorney, Emory Anthony, says the following. There was no kidnapping on Thursday, period. That's really, he could have stopped there. Anyway, there was no kidnapping on Thursday, July 13th, 2023. My client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this. That's important. This was a single act done by herself. My client was not with anyone or any hotel with anyone from the time she was missing. My client apologizes for her actions to the community, the volunteers who were searching for her, the Hoover Police Department and other agencies, as well as friends and family. We ask for your prayers. Well, that's audacious. For Carly, as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward, understanding that she made a mistake in this matter. What was your response?
You do have our prayers, Lord. Give me the strength to not whoop her motherfucking ass for putting us through this shit. Got our the nerves of the world bad. Everybody's nerves bad.
You got everybody's nerves bad, Carly. You also, and of course, there's been great think pieces written already that, you know, this is not a permission slip to disbelieve black girls and women.
Which is true.
Which is, yes, very much true. And also,
right, Ebony.
And also the actual, that's a great ideology.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great, that's what I say, thought piece.
Mm-hmm.
But the actuality is this. This country and sometimes our own people don't want to believe black girls and women anyway.
Off rip.
So So when you do this thing called lying and deceiving and proving a stereotype of black deception and black female deception true, you have done a grave disservice. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't care who think nothing about it. That's just the reality.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the reality.
Undeniably.
So yes, Carly, you have made it easier for folks to look the other way when the thousands upon thousands, the disproportionate, you know, black girls and women go missing 5 to 6 times more mm-hmm. likely than our white counterparts in this country every day.
Mm-hmm.
And now because of your stankin' ass, people will feel validated in their choice to look the other direction.
Yeah.
And you gotta carry that.
For me, it was just the sheer stupidity of it all, right? It was a poorly, there was no plan, okay? I was going to say it was a poorly executed plan.
I hope
plan.
There was no plan there was for it to no fall out like this.
When you Googling Taken, the movie Taken, and Amber Alerts and shit, there was no plan.
No.
Okay? You are obviously an amateur criminal. And
At best.
Okay? Yeah. America's dumbest criminals. They need to bring that show
back.
And she need to be on episode 1, the pilot, goddammit, because this is ridiculous. And I think that is what... Just like, again, the sheer stupidity of this and the sloppy nature of this. And it's just such a slap in the face for so many reasons.
And the arrogance and the entitlement. I guess this is where I get a little overly kind of skeptical and, pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be as you're saying, Dustin. I hold the space for it just being stupid or just being
dumb
or just. But then there's a part of me that's like, no, I think it might be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
This might be rooted in entitlement. This might be rooted in arrogance. I read a post today that I had to stop. You know, and it kind of hit me. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be that the root of all evil used to be the love of money. Now it's the love of attention.
I believe that.
It is. Money has now been outpaced. It is the desperation of attention.
Because these people, again, they're dumb, and they believe that the attention is going to bring the money that they used to be pursuit of.
Okay.
So I think that's the pivot. Yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
But see, you have to be stupid to make that connection anyway, right? Because that's a stupid, you know, theory to have that, if I just go viral, you know.
Correct.
No, you're dumb.
Yeah, the level in which people are now willing to go just to have that viral moment is sickening.
Mm-hmm. With no backup plan for sustainability, with no skill. Remember,
skills.
No skill to back up. Nothing to present to the masses that's going to give you legitimate attention.
At all.
You know?
Or sustainable
attention.
That's another thing about this. Okay, listen, I'm not of this, you know, particular generation, but I do have some understanding about what it must be like, right, to grow up not knowing anything but TikTok.
Sure.
I get the compelling nature of wanting to participate in that and be even centered in it, Dustin. Mm-hmm. I do. But where, to your point, is the thought around sustaining it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, bitch, you got the whole world's attention for 2 days. We'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you walk your ass home, now what?
Yeah, this is the ultimate walk of shame.
You got that right.
They said she came on that porch barefoot.
I might have had a few in my day.
This week.
But not like that. No. But never like that. No, this is bad. So I do want to kind of go through, Dustin, because now people are like, what's the legal?
Yeah.
Auntie? You know, what could she be charged with? What could she be responsible for financially? Because that's now where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part you didn't think about, Carly.
Mm-hmm. The other end of this.
The other end of it.
You shout out to Funky Dineva. Funky Dineva always says, either you're going to pay on the front end or you're going to pay on the back end, but you're going
to
pay.
Well, and similar to Funky D, that's what I call him, 48 Laws of Power. Plan through to the end. You got to plan through to the end. Can't plan to the middle point, baby. Got to plan through to the end.
Stop being lazy.
That part. So, according to Jefferson County District Attorney's Office, they have actually already had a meeting with her lawyer, this same lawyer that had to put out this embarrassing ass statement.
Emory.
That's
Anthony.
A very
ain't
southern.
That his name?
Yeah, Emory Anthony. That's a very southern statuesque name.
Mm-hmm.
Met with the Hoover Police Department. He said this quote: "It was a great meeting. It was a short meeting."
I bet it was. She lied, y'all.
Right. My bad, y'all.
We throwing it in, y'all. Right. She lied.
We throw ourselves on the court, y'all. What is going to be,
tomorrow.
Y'all?
Okay, I bet it was a short meeting.
Short
what shit to
meeting.
Say?
Right.
She lied.
Oh, shit. He says this. "We tried to identify some things about where we go from here." Find time to plan. Okay.
We don't even know where she was at before she came here. So where we
Where we go from here. There's responsibility that we need to take care of, end quote, from her lawyer. Okay, so what are we talking about? So there's a couple charges that are being circulated in the legal communities per the chief assistant district attorney. Here goes another statuesque Southern name.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Tolbert.
Lane. That's right.
You get but how grown you got to be for your name to be
what
Lane.
What did Lane say?
Lane says this. Carly Russell is probably looking at two charges.
Okay.
Falsely reporting an incident.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. And then there's a second, similar but different. False reporting to law enforcement authorities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the upping the ante. But they are both only Class A misdemeanors.
Okay.
She lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are jurisdictions where that is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So she lucky.
Yeah.
And punishable by up to 1 year in prison each.
That's what she should have Googled, dumbass. What's going to happen to me
that's
for
called
saying
planning
this stupid
to the
shit.
End.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she failed to do that part. So, yeah, so she's going to get charged with something. I suspect, based off of her lawyer's brash and transparent
statement,
mm-hmm. this is going to obviously go away very quickly. This will be pled down. They'll probably wear one of those two misdemeanors mm-hmm. and plead to that, and that'll be a probationary sentence.
That's good. And what I will say is I'm glad this thing wasn't dragged out.
Same.
I'm glad
I don't want any more resources
spent
on it.
Yeah, none. And then there were obviously she listened, okay? I think they set her down and said, look, girl.
To the sound.
Oh, here in my heart, okay? You ain't seen no baby. On the street. Okay, but that's right.
Go ahead.
You know, she went in there.
I'm just getting you ready for this weekend.
Yeah,
for the
and
show.
It's time because, you know what? Wasn't no baby.
It wasn't no baby
walking on the side of the road. It wasn't, okay? And they told her that they said, look, they didn't Google, seen what you Googled this shit.
That's another thing. That now, most of y'all jurors are very astute. That's why you listen to the best show in podcasting.
Hmm.
But y'all do know that what you Google, even if you trash the search, even if you clear your, what's it, cachet? All
cachet,
of that cachet.
The store.
Bitch! Like I didn't get all my pageant interview dresses from Cachet. You better stop it, Dustin.
Cachet, baby. That was where you
first of
fly
all, you
was
were,
only.
That, if you was a 45-year-old divorcee, bitch, Cachet had
cachet.
You right.
With a rhinestone belt and
listen,
a two-piece.
And an off-the-shoulder.
Okay.
What you know about that
bad
off-the-shoulder?
Shit, okay.
Yeah.
Cachet, baby.
That's for a middle-aged baddie.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anyway. yeah, even after you clear all that and all that, that is all discoverable evidence.
Mm-hmm.
That they can not only find as law enforcement, they can then use it
mm-hmm.
to prosecute you.
Mm-hmm.
Just do
just
better.
Dumb.
Just
literally
on.
Dumb.
That's whoo. Okay, so find where the money at? Let's talk about the bag.
Yes.
We know that crimes, you know, she had to GoFundMe, Crime mm-hmm. Stoppers, all that. She raised over $63,000.
Mm-hmm.
So now people are like, yo, I contribute. See, that's, well, let me be quiet.
Mm-hmm. I know where
you're
going
with that,
too.
You know, I was going
with
that, but anyways, you know, I don't want to dissuade nobody, but I'm going to just...
Because there's other ways.
Correct! Anyway,
you know,
bitch, I'll repost you, but I'm... anyway, I got bills. Okay, but some of y'all were generous enough to give to this fund to the tune of $63,000, and now people, of course, they've been hoodwinked. They've been bamboozled. They want their money back. Initially, when the investigation was still going out, Crime Stoppers have played a fucking fool. They said, well, we're not going to give y'all no money back. And
mm-hmm.
then they had to roll that back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? People are going to be eligible for refunds, as they should.
I agree, but my only other take on this is, like, where's all the money that was raised for, what's that... the guy with the pink fingertips and Rittenhouse. What's
Who?
His name?
Oh, the
Kyle
gun, Red, the gun
nail
guy.
Biting ass. Where's all the money they raised for his ass
I
after
think it's
that shit
going
went down?
To him. I think it's going to, but think about it.
He
people,
shouldn't get that money either.
But the people that gave to him, unfortunately, D, they want him to have that
money.
That money was given to him as an incentive for other unhinged, white, racist, men and boys in this country to do the same.
Yeah.
That's why that money was given. Let's be very clear.
Well, let Carly go back to Target with her 63 stacks. Is Kyle Rittenhouse keeping that dirty money?
Right.
Let her family keep that.
Well,
shit.
Yeah, so people going to get their money back. Now, I guarantee you a part of her plea deal
mm-hmm.
that I predict will happen, She's going to get probation. Carly will likely never see a day in jail. Mm-hmm. But she will have what we call restitution to pay. Mm-hmm. You goddamn better believe it. And people are estimating per law enforcement, it was over $100,000 spent in just those 2 days looking for her. And so that now, what will the restitution amount be? I suspect the court will do something that they feel she can pay. 15 grand, something. But she's going to have to come out of pocket.
Really? I was thinking it was going to be way higher than that.
Well, I mean, listen, they could do that. They could easily save $50,000, but the reality is she's not in a position.
Okay.
So at some point, it's got to be
feasible. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reasonable. Okay. Like, because now it's punitive. Like,
Thank you for clearing that up.
They know they're not going to get from a 25-year-old nurse in Alabama the actual expenses, to your point, though, right? Associated with what was actually incurred to try to find your non-missing ass.
Right.
So now this is a punitive aspect of the plea deal. So we just want to slap you on your wrist for playing with the court's time and playing with the people's money and the taxpayers' dime. So now you are going to actually have to come out of your pocket for this amount. But that's for real. That's not for play.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where your probation will not be terminated until you reach
pay
this
that.
Fund. That's right.
Well, that's what it is. And I think another part of her sentence, they should make her dress up like Where's Waldo for a year straight. Every day for a year, she needs to wear that red and white striped shirt, them circle glasses,
and
that
hat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Since we got to look for you.
Right.
You know
Where
what I'm saying? Where's Waldo? Dress like him for a year. You think about what we've been through. That's what you do.
It's really not good. But, oh, and I want to say this before we go on to the next story.
The boyfriend.
What you going to say about him?
I ain't mad at him. You see, he removed all them pictures and issued that statement, said the disgusting things that happened.
Right. And ladies, my DMs are open.
Hello? Okay. I was like, well, look.
He's not a bad looking young man.
And he said, I'm done with her ass. If anything, he's smart. Mm-hmm. That was the ultimate exit. Okay. Yeah. Well, you and a motherfucker, you've been tired of a motherfucker anyway.
For a long time.
And then they do some shit like
and
this.
And then you gave him all this shine and publicity.
Okay. That he the one going missing from your phone, Carly. Okay.
That's hysterical. I do want to say this to the women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And listen closely and pay attention, because I won't be saying this statement again.
Mm-hmm.
You ladies won this particular week.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Between my sore Carly Russell showing her stankin' stupid ass, and then y'all bringing in honorary membership to the Ketanji Brown Jackson.
I saw
Associate Supreme Court Justice.
Mm-hmm.
That one kind of, whew.
They got her.
They got her.
Yeah.
So y'all won the week, Delta.
Yeah.
But don't get used to it.
I love it when you talk your AKA shit.
You know, I'm going to get that. Y'all was cute this week.
Uh-huh.
Y'all was real cute this week with your little crimson and your little cream. Now I'm not gone now. What you say? Gone, girl? Girl gone.
Girl gone.
Girl gone now, Deltas. I'll just play. Congratulations to Delta Sigma Theta. All right, moving on.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, Tasha K. Okay, so I intentionally did not Google. Well, let me start with the legal story, and then I want to get to this Miss Maddie, because that
love
shit
you,
had
T.S.
me.
Madison.
Listen.
Hmm.
I was waiting for I was like the FBI, waiting for Maddie
to
land.
Well, you knew it was coming.
I was waiting for her to land back on U.S. soil.
Yeah, and
so
once she did, baby. Out the gate.
We're going to get to that. Ooh, I can't wait to get there, as you can tell. Okay, but first up, Tasha K. And I saw this and I chuckle because let me tell you who is not playing about their motherfucking money. Cardi B. Because typically... I mean, I think this is the third or even the fourth time, Dustin Ross, we have talked about this same judgment collection attempt by Cardi B. Cardi is really, really not playing with this woman when it comes to collecting on her $4 million. Because normally, especially with someone as wealthy as Cardi, you know, it's about getting the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having the court rule in your
recognize
that you were the prevailing party.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you know, it's what they say, you know, judgment's not worth it. The paper is written on it. People are going about their business. Not Miss Cardi B, baby.
Mm-mm.
Not the Bronx Princess, baby. This woman said, no, I actually want my money.
Yeah.
Well, and all of it that you have, at least.
Yeah, because the other party continues to double down on things that were said, continues to antagonize, poke the bear, continues to talk shit. And so what other choice do you, like, what do you expect to happen?
Yeah, you continuing to play in this woman's
continuing
face.
Continuing to, blatantly.
It's really wild to me, because I told you I would have fell on my sword about two two subpoenas ago.
I would have took the shit down in the first damn place. Because remember, that's all she kept saying. Take the shit down.
And we won't even have no problems. And now you in bankruptcy court. Look at you. And also, your husband. So that's the new update. We're reporting on it today because Cardi B's team, her legal team, has now subpoenaed Tasha K's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, and I keep telling y'all, you know, marriage is, it can be a beautiful thing.
It's a contract.
But it is absolutely a legally binding contract and a merger, much like a merger and a what? Acquisition, where you are both jointly liable for your assets.
And what? Liabilities.
Liabilities, baby. Joint and several.
And I do mean lie.
Emphasis on the lie. Abilities. Okay. So now Cardi's team, again, they have subpoenaed Tasha K's husband. And I don't know anything about this woman or her husband. Are they together?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter is the point, right? Like, even let's say they're straight. Because you know how people will
be on paper.
Yeah. And like, actually, this is kind of making the headlines now. They're saying that's what's going on with Kyle and Mauricio in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our former mayor, Bill de Blasio, his basic ass, and his wife, the former first lady.
What's her name? What's the sister's name?
I want to say.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Starts with a C. I want to say.
Charlene.
Charlene.
Yes. I knew it was on the tip of my. Come on home, Charlene.
Like, you know, I think by Anthony Hilton. He's so country. Anyway, Charlene and Bill's ass are doing. We're legally married. We're going to even stay in the same house. Share the same roof, but we're both open and dating other people. Sound like broke people problems. Anyway.
Same to me, because I know I'd be ready to get the hell on.
Sound personally. Like some broke people's problems.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is showing you a legal challenge when you choose to do that.
Okay.
Because they are legally married, probably living totally separate lives, but when it comes time for the suits and the subpoenas, the law does not recognize your choice to be dating or whatever the fuck y'all call each other, single in methodology, y'all are still married. And therefore, his debts, your tax bills, his lawsuit, your lawsuit is subject to the union.
Question, Ebony,
yes, sir.
And I don't want to jump in front of the conversation, but
jump.
I assumed that.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Right. So crack, don't you?
Jump.
Okay.
Okay.
It's time to let you go because you're just a baby and you don't know shit. Times, you know, that's my dream
role.
I know. Anyway.
You know what? They need to bring that to Broadway.
So I can grab my baseball bat and go the hell off and that's on that set. Chain the doors! Okay. When I tell you.
No, you do that better than. I don't even want to hear Morgan Freeman do it.
No, me either.
Go ahead.
Morgan Freeman, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
I can't wait. But anyway, I thought that they were subpoenaing him and bringing him into this to see if she was trying to hide money through him.
That's part
why,
of it.
Right?
That's one reason why.
One reason.
Yes.
Okay.
One reason. One reason is exactly that. Is this a guise? Are you funneling money to your husband that you still have access to when you're trying to protect us from seizing it? The other thing is, not for nothing, Negro, your money is on the table. Literally. They're looking to evaluate Dustin, his financial, what could be liquidated from his financial holdings, because they are also subject to seizure.
Yeah.
Because they are, again, a joint married financial entity. When you are married here, let me say it plain. You are considered a joint financial entity with your spouse. Period. Period. You could talk about separate accounts and this, that, and the third. I am telling you, but for something exceptional, the law and any debtors will view you as a joint fiscal entity, period.
Yeah.
That's it. So that is one reason, too. So both of those reasons, side by side, are reasons why Tasha K's husband is now being subpoenaed in this case. This is actually happening.
This is
happening.
A damn shame.
Yep. This is about to happen on August 7th down in the MIA. It's going to be videotaped. And essentially, they're going to be asking him in a deposition-style inquiry, where your money at? Tell us about it. We need every account. Offshore, by the shore, by the sea, by the bayou, savings.
Under the mattress.
Under the mattress, Crown Royal bag.
All of it,
okay? Savings, checking, stocks, 401ks, pensions, money you expect to see coming your way. All of it's on the table. Because Tasha K's ass has put her entire spousal situation in liability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality.
And for what? All of this is over lies and gossip. Tasha K runs a gossip blog.
Yeah, they're very profitable when I hear. But now you've undermined the profitability of that. So this kind of goes back to what we were saying in the earlier case.
Yep.
Your need for attention, which Tasha K, okay, you've smartly and effectively commercialized this attention-based platform.
Mm-hmm.
Great. But now you're hustling backwards, sweetheart, because the very thing that you have commercialized, you now are having to claim in bankruptcy court.
Yeah.
Because you have ran your mouth erroneously, fictitiously, and too damn long and much, and now you have a $4 million judgment that, by the looks of it, you're actually going to have to sacrifice every financial thing you really have to make this
and
work.
And it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Because it didn't even have to be like that. Even with the judgment, you could have just shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
A long time ago. But you've continued to, like I said, poke the bear.
Yeah. Continue
to make defamatory statements. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've continued to do this. And you're still doing it
now. You're still doing it now.
Still talking shit about Cardi B. Still talking shit about our marriage. Still doubling down on the things that you have been proven in a court of fucking law. Like,
crazy.
At what point do you wake up and realize that you have to do things differently, at least with that? You at least have to let that go. You are jeopardizing everything that you have built.
Well, it's jeopardized.
Like,
you know,
it's
past
a wrap
at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. So I was thinking for a show for season three, coming soon, we're going to do a whole bankruptcy episode because Tasha K has filed for Chapter 11. And Chapter 11 is like bankruptcy light,
mm-hmm.
right? That's like we still stay in possession of our mm-hmm. house. Mm-hmm. We still can keep one, sometimes even two of our vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We can still keep this, keep that, da, da, da. It's kind of a pause. But baby, when you get to that Chapter 7,
mm-hmm.
that shit hits different. And I would not be surprised if at some point, because you have to be approved
mm-hmm.
for any bankruptcy mm-hmm. filing. So she has filed for a Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
But that doesn't mean it's granted.
That does not mean it's granted. It does not mean that the court is going to decide to protect assets in the way that Chapter 11 allows for, which is why people file for Chapter 11. They're basically trying to block out debtors like Cardi B. Cardi's one of 30 creditors listed on this particular filing. But I could easily, and the way this woman is moving, talking about mm-hmm. Tasha K., I could easily see the court saying, I don't know that you qualify for a Chapter 11. You might need to go ahead and do that Chapter 7, sweetheart.
Question,
yes,
which
sir.
Brings my next question. Mm-hmm. So being that she filed or submitted, mm-hmm. file
yeah,
for a
filed.
Chapter 11 bankruptcy,
mm-hmm.
can the court say, no, we're not going to give you Chapter 11, but what we are going to do mm-hmm. is issue you a Chapter 7 bankruptcy instead, or does she have to?
She'd have to file.
Okay.
Right. So what they would do is they would reject that outright and just say, you don't qualify. And then she would have to decide if she wants to go ahead and go ahead and be a big girl
mm-hmm.
and go to that Chapter 7 situation or roll the dice and just be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the whole point of bankruptcy, right, is to limit your
yeah.
exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a situation. But Chapter 7 is a hard life. I'm trying to tell you.
Well, listen, that's why
But you know, you make you what you play
stupid games,
games
win stupid prizes. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what this is. It's just stupid. Tasha K's being sloppy, messy, and just really ruining what could have been a potentially promising career. Because, look, that ain't my brand, but people like that gossip
people do
shit.
Like it. People
you know what
love
I'm saying?
It. People
and she
pay
could have
for
gone,
it.
She could have gone far. She did
yeah,
go
they
far
subscribe
with that.
To it, literally.
But now, look where it's gotten her.
Yeah, and I know
so,
her husband mad as hell. Because
I
if I was
be
married,
too.
I don't care how good the relationship going. Bitch, you got my financial subpoena. I'm mad as hell.
Yeah.
You're not getting none that night.
I'd turn into Jill Scott so fast and take my freedom. Okay, put it on the shelf. Get the hell on down the street.
Get the hell on down the street.
Okay, it wouldn't be Tasha K, it'd be BYE Tasha. That's what it would be. Move them letters
Those
to the
letters.
Front end.
Right. Listen, we gotta play Wheel of Fortune on your ass.
Okay.
Speaking of Tasha K, now this is what I wanted to ask you. Now, I intentionally did not Google it because I wanted to hear it from Dustin Ross's lens.
Let's go.
What the fuck was she saying about T.S. Madison mm-hmm. that got T.S. Madison mad as a motherfucker when she got back to the States?
Well, we all know that T.S. Madison has been a longtime internet pioneer.
Absolutely.
In the commentary space, in the mm-hmm. content space, and all
in
of those things.
In the comedy space.
In the comedy space.
Yeah.
And now she has, her star has risen to greater
she's a
heights.
Full-blown actress.
Executive producer of her
Grammy?
Own. She's on a Grammy winning album. She's on Renaissance.
Yeah, she's on Renaissance.
Beyonce's Renaissance album.
Absolutely.
Her career has taken off and it has exceeded that space. But one thing about T.S. Madison that I love is that she always puts her arm around her industry peers.
Absolutely.
And she always shows love to people who are in the internet space. She amplifies their work, brings them into her new projects, whatever. So
I just
want
to say one thing I love about it is she's beautiful.
You know, T.S. Madison is beautiful.
I have a pretty bias, and I'm not even about to be shamed.
Because what
about
was the book? Pretty Powerful.
Appearance, Substance, and what? Success. Hmm. And T.S. Madison is a good example of how all that can go right together.
All the things, right?
Continue.
So T.S. Madison had a talk show on Fox Soul. Shout out to Fox Soul.
Great.
Called Turnt Out with T.S. Madison. And she had Tasha K. On the show as a guest, right?
Okay.
Apparently, so she had Tasha K on the show as a guest.
Yo, this is all new to me. Yeah, let me know.
And this was over a year ago, right?
Okay.
She had Tasha K on the show as a guest. Things went fine. Life went on, right?
Mm-hmm.
She actually did a guest appearance on Tasha K's YouTube channel.
Okay.
You know, things have gone on or whatever. Fast forward until the other day when the whole conversation went on fire across the internet.
With Just Hilarious and all
with
that
Just Hilarious
shit.
And the comments regarding trans women and women.
And periods and this and that and child. Bye.
So once that whole situation came to a head and T.S. Madison was involved per her commentary.
Mm-hmm. Which was a simple statement. All T.S. Madison said, I mean, you can read the tweet. It simply said that some real women, because she's that's a choice T.S. Madison has made. She's like, oh, y'all want to be called real women, people?
So we'll say it.
We'll do that. Stand in that.
Yeah.
Some real women are having an issue because they are being mistaken for trans women, and they are dealing with transphobia.
Yeah.
And that's where some of the anger is coming from.
That's what she said.
That's the simplicity of what she said.
To which Just Hilarious responded by, you know, making transphobic jokes and all that other stuff. And T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison never responded to that ugly hate vitriol that Just Hilarious spewed towards her.
Mm-hmm.
She kept it on topic with the issue.
Correct. She made a broad statement.
So after that took place, Tasha K, who is watching what's going on the internet, watching this conversation grow and snowball and take legs all over the world. Tasha K wanted a piece of that action because
so she can go ahead and give it to Cardi B?
So she can, exactly, because that's where it's going,
okay? That's sure where it's going, but go ahead.
So she got in on it, and what she did was she went to her platform after T.S. Madison, like I said, has been basically an industry peer with her.
Yeah.
And shown love.
Amplified. Right.
She went to her platform, said she don't fuck with T.S. Madison. She been mad since she went on that Fox Soul show and said that Miss Sophia from Atlanta, you know, the comedian and radio personality, Miss Sophia from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
She said that on the same episode that she guested on T.S. Madison's show, Sophia, I guess it came out in a segment prior and was talking about, she made mention of bloggers lying somewhat in her commentary.
Okay.
Apparently, Tasha took, you know,
she
issue with
that.
Okay. Yeah.
She was
the
hit
dog hollered. Thank you, boo. And so she's been holding on to that, hasn't said a word about it in all this time.
Okay.
Once this Just Hilarious situation starts,
she went to air her grievance.
And then makes extremely transphobic comments about T.S. Madison, makes disparaging comments about T.S. Madison's mom, Miss Mary, which if anyone is familiar with the T.S. Madison universe, you know, her mother is always right there with her, a part of everything she does, always on her show, or was on her television shows.
Okay, don't say that no more, because you know who's going to get an idea.
Mama G. Hey, Mama G. Shout out to Mama Gloria.
I don't know nothing about people having their mamas on the content. Now,
okay, you know, she said we lied together.
She said we lied together.
We love you, Mama Gloria.
We love you, Mama. It was all Suki's fault. Go ahead.
But she,
Shout out to Suki.
But so she said these things, horrible things about T.S. Madison, and literally it came out of nowhere because we had known them to be friendly, have a friendly rapport with one another.
Well, they were friendly when it was beneficial to her.
T.S. Madison has never spoken negative, even in the midst of all the controversy surrounding the Cardi B situation, never spoke negatively on Tasha K.
Mm.
So Tasha K came out the gate saying all this shit. Again, the dialogue was extremely transphobic. I felt like, and for me as a gay man, you know what I'm saying, who has seen I've seen this beast show itself many, many times before. People who,
as ugly as it is.
Yeah, people who really don't like you, don't like what your life represents, but they smile in your face.
Yep.
And the minute they have an opportunity, they tear you down, call you all kinds of
faggots and everything. They've been waiting for an opening.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To go there with it.
And so we saw that. So that is what motivated the what you saw from T.S. Madison.
That shit was so, and I know T.S. Madison was for real with it. That shit was so funny to me.
It was.
It was hysterical.
It was. And I said, you know, I take pride. I believe that I am a varsity Letterman jacket wearing member of the world class cussing crew.
Right.
Okay. I can cuss with some of the best motherfuckers walking this earth. Okay.
I wish my grandfather, Kerry James Williams. You know that's who Kerry named
after. Kerry James, yeah.
I wish my grandfather, Kerry James Williams Sr. was around today because you two together.
We would get it going. Okay. I mean, I can.
Y'all two together, baby.
And so I would like to, as one of the world class cussers, okay, I want to give it up to T.S. Madison because,
baby,
you handled that, you know, and
that
it was warranted.
Was hilarious.
That's what makes that sort of, you know, that sort of statement, we'll call it, from T.S. Madison. That's what makes it so rich because we know it's warranted.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen this.
It was crazy to me because I watched, I'm waiting for the Jess shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that.
Yeah.
But, baby, that
if
first
noticed,
8 minutes.
Yeah, was straight up dedicated to Tasha K, and
sure
it was direct.
Was.
And then,
very
if you notice,
so
much that this is why T.S. Madison is a consummate professional, because even in the midst of her anger, when she pivoted the conversation from Tasha K to Jess Hilarious and the dialogue that took place with that, she didn't misgender Jess Hilarious.
At all.
She didn't disrespect Jess Hilarious. She kept it focused on the issues.
Yeah.
And she said specifically, I don't have any ill will or vitriol towards her. I didn't agree with what the other young lady said in the first damn place.
She said that. She said, I actually don't think she looks like a man.
She said all those things.
To all of that.
And much to her credit as a true professional, you know what I'm saying? She kept it focused.
Yeah.
So that's why there was a difference in the tone and context of what she was saying to in response to Tasha K versus what she said to Jess Hilarious.
Yes.
Cause
I mean,
she
you
was
really
responding
dropped,
to two things.
You could have dropped an ad break right there.
You
that's
really
how,
could
that's
have.
That's how clean
yeah,
it was.
Dynamic insertion.
Yeah.
Okay, you could
no,
have.
No, that's how clean it was. It was well produced. She also had me dying because she reminds me of myself when we're kind of producing content as we're making it. And she was like, drop the clip.
Her team over there.
That ain't the one. The one I pulled, the one I sent you. That's the one
it.
I want you to pull up.
That's it.
She, shout out to Miss Maddie.
I love T.S. Madison. She's always shown me love. I've always shown her love.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of her. I'm friends with her.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I mean?
You, in real life. And when Dustin's friends with somebody in real life, he's friends with them in real life. Well, I am really just now getting familiar with Miss Maddie. I had her on the Griot Show recently for Pride Month.
Which was beautiful.
Which was amazing. And
you always get the right people on your shit.
Well, you know what? And I got to give some credit, much credit, to my team over there. They really have their finger on the pulse. And they really do show up.
Shout out to the
Griot. Shout out to the Griot and the leadership and Elise and Andrea and Holly who going to be screaming shit. If you see a bra tossed on the Beyonce stage this weekend.
Yeah, it's gonna be
from a whole heterosexual
I love
associate
it.
Producer on my show.
I love it.
Anyway, yeah. So, anyways, and as soon as the two shot popped up before we even started the interview, I was looking at her and I said, "This is T.S. Madison." I was like, "Oh my god, she looks like me." Oh my God, ma'am, you're beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She really is.
She's gorgeous.
Quite beautiful.
Yeah.
Like truly.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I'm just gonna say it because she probably won't say it. That's why some folks mad. So
I hate to take it there, but come on.
And I know that's a slippery slope, but some of y'all just get your beat together, baby. Get it together.
And let's evolve, right? Like, stop being affected by intimidation and by
feminine kind of Achilles heel, you know. So whether we talking about cis women or trans women or real women, that thing that women do where we want to demonize one another because of a patriarchy and a white supremacy system that breeds us in a mindset of scarcity and not enough, because that's where all that shit comes from. But I'm going to get off my soapbox.
I'm going to say one more thing.
Please
right?
do.
Because I stayed out of this conversation because I felt I'm not a woman, so I stayed out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
I know a lot of trans women, okay? I'm 41 years old.
That's it.
Okay, I've been openly gay since I was like 25, 26. I've seen a lot, okay, and I know a lot of people, and I have never mm-hmm. met a trans woman. In my experience, I've mm-hmm. never met a trans woman who had any sort of vitriol, any sort of disdain, anything mm-hmm. other than admiration, reverence, respect, and love for women and womanhood in general.
In general.
So this whole, like, trans women versus women who were born female, you know what I'm saying? This is new, and I'm 41 years old and been in the streets.
And I think.
Okay.
So I've never
heard that dialogue, Ebony, ever.
So since you've now gone there, let me say this to that. I'm relatively new. I'm a real cis, whatever the fuck, biologically born woman who also happens to be heterosexual.
Mm-hmm.
But since I was in at least sixth grade, and even mm-hmm. really pre that, just because of the worlds I've been mm-hmm. in, Dustin, mm-hmm. coming mm-hmm. from pageantry, mm-hmm. going to a performing middle school mm-hmm. And high school, performing arts and visual mm-hmm. arts. So I was actually the numeric minority, mm-hmm. 6 through 12, in terms of being heterosexual. Mm-hmm. Everybody I knew was at least bisexual.
Yeah, yeah.
We was cornballs for being yep. straight, but that's okay. that's okay. The point is that I've only known, and maybe this is the kind of bubble that you mm-hmm. reference sometimes that we exist in, the privilege that of knowing communities where straight, gay, bi, black, white, whatever, we've always made space for each other. So this new thing of, and I do think it's relatively new, at least in a public sphere like this, I think it's about that attention thing again, Dustin.
It absolutely
is. I really think
so.
Because like you said, I have lived almost 40 years in 2 months. I have never in my life had a trans woman or even a gay man. I've never had anybody be malicious or spew venom towards me because they were jealous of or seeking my identity.
I've never
experienced
ever,
that.
Ever. And I'm talking about, and I don't mean at this stage of my life where I have like a sophisticated perspective and I'm aware of certain language
sure.
and aware of how to, I'm talking about back in the day mm-hmm. when I ain't know nothing about none of that shit
mm-hmm.
and all I knew was that these trans women and trans girls were protecting the women in their lives and being friends and in real relationship with women in their lives.
Yeah.
And there was a very real reverence and respect there. I ain't never in my life heard any trans women, any trans men, any trans people.
No,
I've never heard them speak like that.
No.
So this is some shit that the internet made up.
Yep.
This is some shit that's rooted in people's feelings anyway. They
yeah.
have that
and,
created
and made
this
up
shit.
Feelings. I was
they
saying,
created
and some of
this
some
shit.
Made up feelings too.
This shit ain't real.
Because yeah, that and let's just say the young lady who started the trans woman, I'm not familiar with her name, so that's no shade. I just don't know, and I don't even want to give that energy.
We're not amplifying
right.
that shit.
But whatever, whoever that young trans lady was that started this real women, cis women, don't gatekeep periods, which, as T.S. Madison pointed out, the broader context is, you know who else gets periods? Trans men.
Right.
You know?
Intersex people.
Intersex people. So, speaking of my middle school and high school experience, you know who I went to middle school and high school with is Dr. Van Bailey.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So enamored with what Van has done
mm-hmm.
broadly. You know, he is a supreme academic from the mm-hmm. Ivy League halls to the streets. He's just phenomenal. Van and I literally went to school together.
Wow.
In Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
Shout out to Northwest School of the Arts. So when I'm telling you that's my lived experience, that's my lived experience. You know, so when I see my high school classmate mm-hmm. platformed in this way as a model, mm-hmm. as a academic, mm-hmm. as a professor, mm-hmm. like it just does something to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so fucking beautiful and awesome and fantastic and something that we can all learn from. But yeah, that whole I think it's a, at best an outlier perspective. I think it's what you and I are saying. At best, if it exists at all, it's an outlier perspective. And that never warranted anybody going into an entire rant about safeguarding menstruation and childbirth.
No.
Because also, quiet as kept, what are you saying about women who are experiencing menopause?
Who are unable to do that.
Or who are experiencing
mm-hmm.
menopause.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going back. Again, this is how we know it's the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
Clock
that,
we know,
Ebony.
Yeah, this is how we know it's white supremacy. Because now we're disregarding, quote, real women who are no longer in childbearing years. So as I look down the barrel, I'm not even gonna frame it that way. As I look up towards the opportunity of aging, past 40, past 50. So I guess I'm not a real woman either no more, right?
It just is not, it's not logical. It's just not a logically based argument. And it's coming from people who do not engage with trans people on a daily basis or even at all. You know what I mean? They don't know anybody in that community. They are just spewing feelings based off of conversations that they've seen in the fucking comment section on the internet. You know what I mean?
I think they're just trying
none of this
to
is
track.
Informed. None of this is researched. This is just people stoking flames and fanning the fires. And it's ridiculous. It's not rooted in any truth.
No.
I promise you. They're not. I am around intellectual gay people.
That part.
I'm around smart people that
conscious,
that
thoughtful.
Occupy the LGBTQ spaces, right?
Yep.
LGBTQ plus spaces. They're not talking about a resentment toward women who were born female or women, you know what I'm saying? Real women, whatever you want to
call it.
Because the trans people, I don't give a fuck about none of that. They're not walking around calling each other anything other than women, and that's it.
And
like
that's it.
This is not an agenda that people have to make changes to take anything from womanhood. This is just all ridiculous. So I hate that this is the conversation.
I hope it goes away very quickly. I'll end with this. There's enough real shit to combat and to deal with and to battle and to fight for. Y'all miss me with the made up shit.
For
that's
real.
What that is. Anyway.
It's not going down like that in the real world.
At
that's
all.
Some internet comment section bullshit.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's having a real impact on lives because.
Of course.
This ain't some shit we can play with. Trans women, black trans women specifically.
Murdered.
Getting murdered. Women getting shitted on in general.
Yeah.
Like, this is just not. It's just so unnecessary, y'all. Now you showing your slip, ain't that what they say? Your slip is showing. You showing your slip.
Your slip tail showing.
Because we know that you ultimately just have an issue with trans people.
Period.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Gay people.
Well, they have that, and then really want to tell the truth. They have an issue with people who have the courage and the audacity to live their truth.
Yep.
Because you don't have it, my darling.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Yep.
All right.
We love you, T.S. Madison.
Love you dearly. And shout out to Angelica Ross, just because.
Absolutely.
Just
my girl, Angelica Ross. Absolutely.
With her beautiful,
brilliant
fabulous,
ass.
Brilliant ass.
Yes.
I actually want to see Angelica run for office.
And she's the right one to do it.
Yeah.
Her perspectives, you know what I mean?
And, like just, and her delivery.
Yes.
Her framing.
Everything about it.
Everything about it.
Shout out to you, Angelica Ross. She's cool. Very.
As fuck. As a fan.
Yeah.
You know T. Cooper is one of her.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
T works with her too.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
You
well,
know
it makes
that.
Sense it though, because look.
Well, T works with beautiful women.
Yeah. Hey, T.
And,
Cooper.
And grooms the finest of men.
That's right. Mm-hmm. T. Cooper, baby. T. Cooper Beauty, right?
T. Cooper Beauty. At T. Cooper Beauty. Now, don't barrage her because I need her availability. Okay. keep that.
Okay, on a Lolo.
I'm just playing. Now, on to more disappointing news. Former NFL quarterback and superstar and Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his Bentley back from his ex-girlfriend. That's the headline. Did you see this floating around on Hollywood Unlocked or something?
And scrolled right past it.
Right. Shout out
scrolled
to Hollywood
right
Unlocked
past
Jason
it.
Lee. Yeah. Isn't this wasn't this terrible? First of all, I had to look at the year of the car twice. No, I really... You know, this is me, Dustin, so I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to serve it up how I felt about it.
Woo!
I said,
Ebony.
Now, I
know.
This Negro here.
Over a what year, Ebony?
Is not talking to me or anybody else in 2023 when the 2024 is already out because it's summer. Okay, so if you go to a car dealership right now, they're going to sell you a 2023. It's not even available.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to
sell you a 2024 model.
Might even have you order a
2025. They might.
Because the supply chain fucked
that's
up.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? So you never know how long things are going
to take
now.
It. So either way, we 2023, 4 or 5, Negro, and you are talking to me about a vehicle, sir, that was distributed in 2017. They don't even have the right number in front of it. Dustin?
Now, here's the thing.
No, but like for real.
The reason that matters, right?
That matters.
Is because we're talking about a Bentley, first of all,
yes.
Which means that you're a person of
a certain income bracket.
Yeah, you can afford. Like, this is the pettiest, as much as we talk about keeping it player on this show.
I thought about you as soon as I saw the headline. I said, this is the most anti-Dustin you, Ross.
No, ain't no way. I wish
shit.
I would. Actually, I don't wish I would. No. There's no way that I would.
But you sitting up on social media with a pimp hat and a cigar. Cameron.
Enough, Cameron. Enough. Let it go.
Like Frozen.
Right, okay. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Right.
Let it go.
Well, here's the other thing. Because two more facts on this. And then we're going, because we don't even have to spend a lot of time on this one right here. Because this one, some things are complicated, like the story we just went through.
Right.
And some shit is simple.
This shit right here. Open and shut.
Open and shut case. Listen here, Cameron. Number one, this woman is not just an ex-girlfriend. This woman is the mother of actually five of your children. Four that she birthed for you. And one, which was her pre-existing mm-hmm. daughter that Cameron took under mm-hmm. his wing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he legally adopted her, but he said, this is my daughter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went on and you had two additional children. You and Miss Kia,
mm-hmm.
I believe, Proctor, broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were living together previous that, whatever, went separate ways. Here's the deal. Cam Newton bought this car for this young lady in 2018. It was a 27 Bentley. He allowed her use, permitted use throughout the entirety of the relationship. Of course, like often is the case. Now, you know, I could sit here and lecture Miss Kia on the do's and don'ts of how to move when you should be collecting some level of assets from well-to-do romantic partners.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to charge for that.
I could teach you, but I have to charge. Okay.
Bitch. A certain way you gotta move when you're playing that game.
Come on, E. Okay.
And I know a little bit about it. Anyway, let me stop. You can tell I'm ready for this juvie. That's what it is. Oh, and I'm ready for my juvie juice too.
Okay. How about that?
He's bringing the juvie juice.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Great marketing. Anyway, anyways, obviously Kia made some mistakes mm-hmm. when it comes to making sure the vehicle was in her name, or at least it was a code title. She didn't do any of that. So from a legal lens, let's be clear, Cameron wins this.
Yeah.
Okay, it is his car. He did pay for it. The deed is in only his, or the title rather to the vehicle is only in his name exclusively. She was simply allowed possession. But to your point of the law of keep it player.
Come on, bro.
Cameron, sir.
You don't even want that damn car.
I'm about to say, first of all, if this was her only vehicle, which the way this is looking, it probably was. I know that Bentley got to have 150,000 miles on it by now.
And all them fucking kids, it's so much,
right.
So many Cheetos
milk and shit. And fucking barbecue sauce for nuggets
fruit
and
snacks
shit.
And shit all down in
Frosties
between next to the
shit.
Seat
you
belt.
Know they're in North Carolina.
It's sticky.
Frosties,
the interior is sticky. And
Dairy
handprints.
Queen shit. A goddamn blizzard.
Okay. All of that shit. All gummy worms everywhere.
Onion
and shit.
Rings and shit. What you know about
onion?
Onion
pops,
rings.
Onion rings. Ooh, Funyuns.
Boy,
Funyuns.
You better stop playing.
Okay, Funyuns.
Funyuns. That's a nice, delicious
probably
onion.
Want that damn Ben, that stinking ass.
Sour cream and onion
Why
snack.
Why Bentley smell like it took his shoes off? Okay, why?
Hey, so this was giving me two things. This is just that's disgusting.
Okay.
This is giving me two things. This is giving me petty.
Very.
Or,
because mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Okay, come on. This is where it gets good.
It was giving me... I owe the mafia some money. This is giving gambling debt to me.
So you think this represents I need
you
a
ever
big
been
grab?
So, you ever been so broke? Because mm-hmm. I have. I'm going to put my hand in
yes,
the air.
Yes, you don't even have to finish the conversation.
Yeah,
yes,
I have been so broke.
To
where I'm sitting around with nothing, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking hard as a motherfucker.
What can
who
I do?
Who owes me?
Yeah.
Who did I lend something? It be like that sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
I'm going to put my hand in the air.
Damn, so you think this is...
This is giving... It's giving that to me. Because my understanding of their paternity situation is that kind of was handled pretty clean.
Mm-hmm.
The paternity tests were taken. You the pappy. You the half-pappy mm-hmm. on the mm-hmm. original mm-hmm. girl.
Mm-hmm.
The child support is this. You're more or less up to speed on
let's
that.
Let's go.
This is giving...
Cash grab. Wow. Didn't even
That's
think about that.
That's how it landed for me. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he have a new show where he's interviewing guests? So I was assuming that's an income, right?
I'm not saying it's not an income, but...
Because Ebony...
why do you do this to me, Dustin? Why do you do this to me? See, this is why I just last one of the season. Because of this shit right here you be doing.
Well, then Devin, let's go. I didn't know the motherfucker was broke. Damn,
I'm not on record saying Cameron Newton is broke.
I am. But after the way we didn't lay this out.
Right. I am on record as to say this behavior resembles.
It tracks.
Somebody who needs to get their hands on some cash very quickly.
And here I was thinking it was just an eclectic, you know, style. I thought he was just putting a bunch of shit on because that was the style. I didn't know the motherfucker. You know, I didn't know he was putting on what he had on. I didn't know Cam Newton was. I didn't know.
Well, think about it. First of all, I mean, this is not atypical, right? This is a situation where, you know, Cam was in the league a very nice long time, but he also lived a certain lifestyle throughout the duration of that. And let's be honest. Nobody would have thought Cam Newton would be out of the league at less than 40 years old. This is a Heisman Trophy winner. Mm-hmm. This is a number one in the whole damn entire NFL draft pick. Mm-hmm. This was Superman. Mm-hmm. Remember that shit? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I had my Superman jersey. Mm-hmm. I still got the motherfucking ice in the back of the closet.
But you got it.
But I got it.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. This
damn.
Was went 15-1.
Yeah.
You know, during his MVP, this was a NFL
a superstar,
MVP.
A literal.
He was literally the season MVP. That happened. I watched it.
Number one draft pick, MVP. Like literally,
you
would
went
think
to
that.
A super. He took his. He took the Carolina Panthers, yeah. which ain't shit. God bless him. He took the Carolina Panthers to the motherfucking Super Bowl.
That was such a moment. In
Nobody.
Sports.
And this was before Pat Mahomes. Let's just go ahead and get into it.
Yep.
This was before Pat Mahomes. This was before Lamar Jackson. Yep. This was before this kind of a beautiful insurgence of black young quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really hardly nobody, but you know, the Randall Cunningham, it was the old school players. Mm-hmm. It was Mike Vick, and then coming straight from Atlanta was young Cameron Newton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was a big fucking deal.
Yes.
It was. For those of you that don't remember, Auntie here to tell you.
Yep.
He was a very big deal.
Yep.
And the expectations were very high. And I believe most of us, including Cameron himself, felt that he was going to be a 15 to 20 year. It wasn't incongruent to see a Tom Brady-like career for Cam Newton.
Yeah, yeah.
Who ended up playing for damn near 20 years, I believe, to the
going
count.
Back,
might have been more. Y'all that.
Well,
back just to the financial, to button this up. If Cam was spending like he was going to have a Brady-like career, which is what I saw when I would see him in Charlotte. We all saw it. But that is interrupted and cut almost in half in terms of tenure. And then you also have seven children that are paid per child support in the life in which they had grown accustomed.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
Maybe so. I hope not. But that makes a lot of sense.
Because I don't want brokenness on nobody.
Yeah.
But
that makes a lot of sense.
It's giving, I need to, what can I liquidate?
Wow.
It's giving, what can I liquidate? And how fast can I liquidate it? Well, on that note.
Damn. I guess she needs to hide the car.
I'm familiar. I can teach you how to do that too.
Okay, hide that car. Put that car up.
Auntie done lived, baby.
Okay, we just going to leave it
you
there.
You saw that first episode of Roni?
Yep. When you let them know, you said, listen, they was coming for, they was looking
coming
for my car.
They was coming for my 3 series.
Yes.
Shit.
You kept it so
I needed
real.
I needed to get around.
And you were wearing your,
was that my Dapper Dan?
No, when you were having the conversation with Natalie. Yeah.
Yeah. Was I wearing my Howard pink?
Yes.
Pink and green?
Yep.
Shout out to Minor Hall. Shout out to 1908.
Yes.
Okay. why do you do this to me?
Yep. Because you do it to the people.
You be setting my ass up, and
I
fall into it every time. Y'all, we love you so much.
Yes.
Join us again next season.
Yes, yes.
The court will be back in session. I know y'all going to miss us. We're going to miss you too. But guess what you can do in the meantime? Go back and run them episodes.
That's
back.
Right.
Because our show is very unique in that it's like a really good series or a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, I promise you, every time you listen to it, you're going to get something new.
We have replay value.
We really do.
We have replay value.
I know people that do that.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
Baby, that's an equity in the marketplace that we occupy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because we're special.
That's right.
In the meantime, y'all stay safe, stay hydrated, keep your SPF on and popping.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all walk slow in this heat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very serious. That's
Take
why
your
I was
time.
Extra late today because I can't move too fast in
Take
this
Take your
heat.
Time. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
It's too damn hot, actually.
You know, cardiac arrest is real.
Yes.
Heat stroke. You got to be grounded
for
what
real.
A heat stroke is.
A heat stroke.
A
okay,
heat stroke.
I've even had a heat stroke.
I done fucked around and had a heat stroke. Fucking with y'all. Who gonna pay my bills? Anyway, That's what you want the people to do.
Read their terms and conditions, and also show a little love to Interval Presents, our incredible partners at Interval Presents. Thank you for an incredible second season.
Give it up.
Shout out to our producer, Ashley Hobbs, incredible producer. Amongst a myriad of other things.
On the ones and twos.
Let's not, she is an incredible producer, but also much more than that.
She's also a talent in her own right.
That's right.
Shout
out to Ashley Hobbs.
She has a green thumb.
Yes, voice actor. Let's talk about it, baby. Miss Ashley Hobbs is the one, so shout out to her. Yeah. Shout out to Suki.
Shout out to Suki.
Yes, our incredible Suki.
Who mans the door, who keeps us. He's our 1, 2, and 3.
Absolutely. Sometimes 4.
Sometimes 4.
Okay.
When he get that peroxide.
All right, okay.
It'd be 4.
Then it's 5.
Yeah, he got 5 on it.
Yes.
Shout out to Jake. Shout out to Alan.
Yes, Jake. Thank you.
You know, our Interval Presents family. And this is what y'all can do, jurors. Go ahead and drop a comment. Drop something in the notes. Drop something in the reviews. What do you want to see for season 3?
Yeah.
Tell us what you want to see fresh and different for season 3. We got some ideas. We got some shit for you already. But go ahead and let us know. Holding Court season 3. What y'all want to see?
Thank you, Samara.
We love you. Oh, shout out to Samara.
Yes.
Weekly with the assets.
Shout out to Samara. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, Sarah. Somebody got to pay me so I can pay y'all.
Okay. Listen, thank you.
Thank you for being
Sarah. For being a travel around the world. Okay.
And what?
Back again.
All right, we about to go. Bye, y'all. We love you. Bye. Holden Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jake Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead, Sarah Yu. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swag, and marketing lead, Samara Still.